For our final presentation of the day, we have Enterprise Risk Assessment. How does it inform your compliance program? And the presenter is Lynn Trong, who is currently the Senior Director of Internal Audit and Enterprise Risk at the North Texas Tollway Authority. Lynn has extensive experience encompassing 30 years of corporate governance, risk and control frameworks in public accounting, as well as leadership roles in multiple industries, including financial services, oil, gas, and healthcare. Ms. Trong's experience includes positions with KPMG, Credit Suisse, Alon USA, Cosmos Energy, and Orthofix Medical. Lynn?
Thank you for the introduction, and thank you for the opportunity to speak. I've spoken on enterprise risk management on other topics at a variety of conferences, but I've never spoken to a room of lawyers. This is my first time, so. But I work a lot with lawyers, including Dina Stroh, and we work hand in hand in, I guess, our common goal between auditors and the lawyers of the company is to try to keep the company out of trouble, right? So Dina and I do that. Every day, we speak on a weekly basis, and we manage the ethics hotline together and address each case that comes in. So I'm very familiar with working with lawyers. I have a joke that, you know, I was thinking, should I tell an auditor joke or a lawyer joke? And I was like, let me try to find one that covers both. You know? So I was talking to a lawyer friend of mine, and he said, you know, Lynn, as an auditor, you should really appreciate the legal profession. I was like, why is that? And he said, well, because without the lawyers, then you would be the most hated profession in the world. Anyways, so just kidding, of course. So the last time I was at the Whitehall, the Whitehall Hotel in Houston was right before the pandemic hit. And I had a consulting client just down the street, a large international oil and gas company, starting with C, and great client. They were trying to become more agile, so transforming their internal audit function to become more agile. And I managed to finish the project even after the pandemic hit. But as you can imagine, as I was, you know, with our weekly meetings, I was asking, how are things going? You know, revenues are plummeting, et cetera. Even though in the beginning of the project, they had planned on me doing more things for them, they had to cut costs. And I was really fearful for a lot of the people that I worked with there, potentially losing their jobs, et cetera. But this segues nicely into enterprise risk management. So let me see how I... Oh, okay, there we go. So enterprise risk management, you know, that term gets thrown around a lot. It's been around for decades now, really. And I was around in the audit profession because I've been in the audit profession for 30 years. So I was around during the time when ERM first kind of bubbled up as a hot topic, you know, emerging topic. And I had the opportunity throughout my 30 years working in the audit department to either work with the risk management function or actually to own the risk management function. And so I can tell you a lot of war stories, which I will weave in throughout the presentation here. But there are two frameworks for implementing an enterprise risk management process. And it's either COSO, which is a US-based framework, or it's going to be ISO, which is going to be an international framework. And either one will work fine. Here at NTTA, we're implementing ERM on a COSO basis because, you know, we're not an international company, so COSO just works better in terms of being a US-based framework. So this is the official definition per the COSO framework of what an enterprise risk management process means. And there's a lot of words here. It could possibly even be called a word salad. But layman terms, an enterprise risk management process is simply a process that companies can use in order to mitigate their risks in pursuit of executing their strategy so that they can optimize their value. That's all that means.